Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.
Welcome back to Sportsline here on The Fan. Chris and Eric, glad to be with you on a Tuesday afternoon. Busy stuff. Eddie Lacy of Seattle Seahawks. Devon House back to Green Bay at a much greatly reduced price. We'll have all the NFL, the latest there. Bill Rabier out at Stadium View from 5 to 7 with a team for March Chaos. And we have got great, great prizes there. Speaking of March Chaos, Eric, who do we have on the line?
We got Jim.
Jim, congratulations. You got a team in the dance. Harry Sidney, how'd you do for Jim?
I pulled it. I'm still waiting to hit that one, but, you know, over the years, you and I have been very successful. I figure this year, mm-hmm. I'm going to let Rookie and Bill steal some thunder because they've been moaning over the years that we didn't let them pull great teams. So,
well, I'm telling you, this this selection is not rigged.
No way.
Pure talent, I'm
so
telling
I let
you.
Them feel that. I think I got... I gave it to our young guy. I think it's VCU.
It is the number 10 seed in the West, VCU Rams.
Yes.
Taking on St. Mary's of 7. St. Mary's is the one team that tried to give some competition to
Gonzaga. Yeah.
Gonzaga, by the way, is the last number one seed that we have left. So good work there. We'll tell you about all the prizes, including the grand prize, Miller Lite Suite for a Brewers game at Miller Park. Also, garage door opener installed by American Overhead Door. Getting the Final Four, a mountain of Pepsi products and Green Bay Blizzard package. You get tickets, you get swag, and all that good stuff. Right now, I want to welcome in to the show Harry Sidney and, of course, NCAA tournament time. Glad to have along UW Green Bay Fighting Phoenix senior Maren Crocker. Maren, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Oh, really appreciate you taking the time to come along. I guess, first of all, I just got to give you a chance to talk a little bit about your experience here with the Phoenix. West Allis to Green Bay, and we'll talk about the NCAA tournament in a second.
Yeah, just a short drive up, about an hour 45 from Milwaukee. I think it was kind of hard to ignore the success Green Bay's had, and it's been really fun to see that continue since I've gotten here.
Maren Crocker, big part of that success, Harry.
You know, and we need to apologize to you. Because when we announce you, you're just not another basketball player. Horizon League Player of the Year, a mid-major Player of the Year, all-time three-point shooter. You're just not another. Congratulations on all your success. What is your thing? I mean, what I'm saying is your success. What makes you different than a lot of them?
Well, first of all, thank you. But I think it's easy to succeed when you've got a bunch of really good girls and athletes around you. I think that if our team doesn't enjoy the success that we've experienced, then it's hard to, garner those personal accolades. So I think that if I'm not surrounded by really, really good basketball players to take the pressure off, it doesn't happen.
Got to ask you, Maren, what do you think the correlation between the level of high school girls basketball in the state of Wisconsin? Obviously, the reach of UW Green Bay is much wider than that. But in state, and just had the girls state tournament here, just your thoughts on the level of play.
Yeah, I think that you've seen the level of play just increase every year, and I think that there's more attention being centered around the high school women's basketball. It's awesome. We love having it in Green Bay. We love being able to watch these talented girls come out and play their hearts out. But I think every year you see more and more girls going to college and representing Wisconsin, so that's pretty cool.
And if I think, Maren, there's no tampering. I think you're allowed to
sure
on that. The Fighting Phoenix women are going to take on Purdue Friday, 4 o'clock in South Bend, the 8 versus the 9. Harry.
Yeah, you know, with that, you know, and you said the history, but what made you come up to Green Bay, to the Phoenix from West Allis? What, you know, the history, I understand, but what made you come here?
Well, I was a little under-recruited coming out of high school. Green Bay kind of gave me a chance, and I got up here and took a visit and came to their elite camp, and the level of expectation for the girls in the program is kind of you can't really compare it to a lot of the schools around. Being from Wisconsin, I wasn't recruited by some of the in-state schools, and so when Green Bay showed interest and you see how they stack up against the other schools in the state, it was kind of a no-brainer to me.
You know, you talk about under-recruited, under-seeded.
Chip on the shoulder.
Under-seeded sometimes. I mean, the
yeah.
Phoenix women,
yeah.
we get around to this tournament time and the selection, and it's always exciting, Maren, but without fail almost, the Phoenix draw a tough task. But one of the things I've admired from Carol Hammerly all the way through, from Kevin to Matt Blount to Kevin again, Maren, is the fact that there's really not a lot of time griping and moaning about it. It's just, you know, roll your sleeves up and get after it, and whoever's in the way, you know, if you have to take them out, you take your best shot.
Well, right, I think it's that blue-collar mentality we take to that, and that's with everything we do, you know. We're presented with this opportunity, and instead of, you know, complaining about it, just We're fortunate enough to be here. We just got to go make something happen, you know. As soon as you start pointing the finger and blaming, I feel like the focus is lost.
With that, have you got a chance to look at Purdue and what kind of obstacles do they present for you? Besides,
yeah.
I mean, they're normal basketball, yeah, but what kind of special obstacles do you see?
Yeah, I mean, the Big Ten is a big athletic conference. So they've got some long athletes on that team. They're strong inside. We were able to watch a little bit of film today, but we also know that as long as we can take care and focus on ourselves, that's what's going to put us in a position to be successful.
Myron, talk a little bit about that moment, and it happens a lot when you guys play. An opponent who feels pretty good about themselves and confident from a big school, whatever, big name school anyway. That time in the game where, is it pretty recognizable for you guys that they're realizing they're not going away. This team is for real. and we better get it together if we can, if it's not too late.
Yeah, I mean, I think that sometimes we're overlooked. Like you said, mid-majors, I think in general are overlooked a lot of times. But the way we play, with the intensity we play, I think it does sometimes surprise teams because I don't think that you can simulate that through film or practice or scout teams, you know. So I think that when it hits them, I would think it's our defense that does most of the talking.
You know, with that, it's a out-of-the-box question, but you seem pretty, you can handle it. You know, we're talking about basketball now. Do you see yourself after this year playing basketball, you know, the World League? Do you see you going? What are your dreams about? I mean, you had some incredible success. Are you going to keep that going, or is there something different you want to do?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I still love the game. My body's still holding out. I would love to play for as long as I can, you know. Whether that be overseas or whatnot, that's definitely in my mind. But right now I'm just kind of focusing on the season. And, you know, the more success we enjoy, the more that kind of builds my resume as well.
What's your favorite part of this whole thing that's going to happen between now and tip-off? Or a couple of things?
The NCAA experience in general is just phenomenal. It's unlike any other. There's just this special, like, the time is just so special, and you're attacking it with your best friends and your teammates and your family. It's got a really cool energy to the whole thing.
Myron Crocker, Horizon League MVP, Harry Sidney, and three-point shooter extraordinaire. Game of Phoenix, or Horse, or whatever you want to say. Harry Sidney, who averaged, I mean, he hit 40s in high school routinely.
Long time ago.
Yeah, what you got it, Harry? It's like riding a bike.
Long time ago, my friend.
Boy, if we could set up this for charity.
No, see, I understand.
Yeah, I'd be game.
Yeah, see, he had to understand. See, when I went to Kansas, you might have heard, Lynette Woodard,
mm-hmm.
one of the all-time greatest girls basketball players. One day when I first got there, you know, there were guys playing pickup games. Well, they said they needed, so I started playing, and I was covering Lynette, and she was covering me. And I, in my mind, I go, oh, she's just a girl. And after she stole it from me two times, and I got mad.
Yeah,
so I don't
threw
play.
Her an elbow or something.
Yeah. She got, you know, she just picked my pocket, man. And I was like, "What the hell happened?"
Oh man, going way back. Emily Bauer was dating an assistant coach from GB, the women's team. Emily and her sister, younger sister Cass, played professionally.
Yeah,
and she's about 6'4". And I had first two shots in a pickup game swatted by her, and she just laughed and laughed. She got a kick out of that. So it's always a lot of. I have to laugh. I tell you when I hear guys that play noon ball.
Yeah,
well, I got four guys. We'd go and play the fight in Phoenix women. I'm like, y'all. I mean, when they're talking full court.
You'll lose.
They will play half court. Right, I mean, they will have to.
I know my eligibility.
I tell you, the history, though, one of the most fun times for me, and this Packers, everything, when you guys take on a UCLA, a Kentucky, a Notre Dame, a Purdue, a Baylor, and I actually thought there was a shot with Brittany Griner that year where Phoenix had them on the ropes a little bit. I mean, it's just kind of a magic time because anything's possible.
Right. We're definitely not out of any game. At least we don't think we are, that we step the court. Step on the court.
What would you say to young ladies out there who are really into basketball and they're trying to think of where to go for the fight in Phoenix? How could they not go wrong?
Recruiting tape right here.
Recruiting tape. All right. Well, I'd say that first of all, if you want to play in college, you got to work for it, because if not, you're going to be humbled immediately. And with that being said, I think you got to swallow your pride and put yourself out there. You know, I would make the first move and I would be proactive with my recruiting, you know.
Excellent. Do you think you're going to get coaching someday?
I would love to, yeah.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Give me any advice you can give.
Done it. Don't do it. You got long hair. You like your hair. Don't do it.
Yeah, and it's not gray yet, so I'm counting my blessings.
There you go. Myron, best of luck to you, and enjoy the whole process here, and get a W or two and pack for that whole weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun following you guys.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate
it. Pleasure.
Myron Crocker, UW Green Bay, a three-point shooter extraordinaire, Harry Sidney.
Oh, everything.
Horizon League MVP, going to play after college. But, I mean, you look at an example for ladies around here that want to continue in that footsteps. What's the first thing she said? You got to work for it.
Oh, nothing is easy.
Green Bay, the 8 seed, Purdue, the 9 in South Bend, Friday at 4 o'clock, and always one of those great, great times of year to follow the fight in Phoenix women.